Good morning. Good Friday morning with the Morning Team Show. You with Dave and Pat and Charlie on WSGW.com. 100.5, 790. And, of course, Siri and Alexa finding WSGW. What you find now is, of course, on a Friday morning heading into another college football Saturday. It's time for Saginaw Valley State University talk. The Cardinals getting ready and geared up for a big game tomorrow. We want to find out about that, but of course we have to talk about the game from the previous week, too. And we do that with Voice of Cardinals Football that you enjoy every Saturday in studio this morning, as he always joins us on Fridays. J.J. Bame, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Charlie. Thanks so much for having me.
The first time, unfortunately, this season, when we talk SVSU football, we do it following a loss. Tough game against Grand Valley last week. Although, what a great start. I mean, the Lakers take the kickoff, SVSU forces the punt, scores on an opening drive, lead after the first quarter, 7-6.
Yeah, well, but you left out one important detail there, and that is after SVSU got the touchdown on the next possession, the SVSU defense forces a fumble, SVSU recovers, takes over in Grand Valley territory, Cardinals have to settle for a field goal try, they miss, and you could just see the wind come back into the sails for Grand Valley. And, you know, if SVSU goes down, scores a touchdown there, goes up 14-0, it's going to be a very different ball game in all respects, because it would have changed a lot of things in terms of how Grand Valley would have to go about things. Having said that, you've also got to tip your cap to the Grand Valley defense, not only in terms of what you see on the stat sheet, but, you know, there were a few times during the course of that game where, you know, SVSU had really good play design where they were able to get the ball in the hands of their playmaker, you know, with only one Grand Valley defender over there on the other side. But Grand Valley's defense did a good job of staying disciplined. They made the open field tackles when they were there to be made. So you've also got to credit Grand Valley for a game well played, I thought, especially on defense.
It, no disrespect to previous opponents for the Cardinals, but we really went into this game thinking this was going to be the really first tough test.
Well, I think, you know, you go back to the Bowie State game week two, I think that's a good football team, and I think you're still going to see them win a lot of football games this year. However, you know, Grand Valley went into this one number two in the nation, and now this Saturday, tomorrow, SVSU is hosting number one in the nation, so it's not about to get any easier. But yes, I do think that, you know, and this one was on the road. I mean, obviously the Bowie State game in week two was at home, so obviously this was the biggest test to date for SVSU last Saturday night. And as you said, good start for SVSU. Cardinals were able to do some things, but when Grand Valley made mistakes, SVSU wasn't able to capitalize the way that they needed to. When SVSU had a blown coverage in the game, Grand Valley capitalized. They got a 58-yard touchdown. So, you know, it's those little things that, you know, a couple of plays here, a couple of plays there, and Grand Valley made more of those plays. They capitalized on more mistakes that SVSU made than was true for SVSU in the converse, and so that allowed Grand Valley to win the game 29-10.
So what's the takeaway then as you go into a game undefeated? As you said, you played a tough opponent. Again, it didn't play badly. I mean, just certain things happened. But now you go from that to Ferris State tomorrow. A lot of things going on surrounding that game, and nobody can ignore the big fact that Ferris State comes in with, what is it, a 42-game regular season winning streak?
It's something big like that, yes. I mean, so they're the defending national champs. Now, the flip side is, on the positive for SVSU, if you remember last year, you know, SVSU took them to overtime and lost when SVSU got called for offsides on Ferris's extra point. And so Ferris, instead of then going for the extra point, they decided to go for two, and they got the two-point conversion, and so they won before you got deep into overtime where two-point conversions are required. But by the same token, I mean, that's a game last year where Ferris State is on top by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You know, everybody thinks, all right, this one's in the bag, and SVSU fought back. They sent it to overtime on the final play of regulation, and they scored the first touchdown in overtime. So SVSU had a lot of success against Ferris last year in Big Rapids, took them to overtime, was by far the toughest game that Ferris faced all of last season. So I think the Cardinals can bring some of that confidence back with them tomorrow, knowing that, hey, we went toe-to-toe with these guys last year, and I think the SVSU squad that is taking the field this season is, on the whole, deeper and more talented than the SVSU team that we saw last year.
Is the game plan the same Cardinals always want to rush, and the rushing game opens up the passing game, at least on the offense we're talking.
I think that's going to be the plan. Now, what you saw from Grand Valley is that they really tried to take away the run for SVSU, and the Cardinals were able to do some things in the passing game to try to open that up a little bit. I expect Ferris is going to try to do the same thing. They're going to try to take away the run and try to force SVSU to be a passing team. And we'll see if the Cardinals can respond. I mean, you got to give credit to Casey Williams, who now through five games, 21 catches for 231 yards. You know, he's got a touchdown in there as well. And I should go back and look, but out of those 21 catches that he has on the season, my guess is at least half of those have gone for first downs. You know, he's the guy that the Cardinals can look to consistently, and he's having a great senior season. And then on the other side, it's going to be, you have to stay disciplined against Ferris. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run rotating quarterbacks. And you've just got to stay disciplined and then make the tackles when you have the opportunity to make the tackles. And if SVSU can do that, if they can control the Ferris run game, then I think they're going to have some opportunities. The other thing that SVSU has to do a better job of is not committing penalties. SVSU had a lot of penalties last week against Grand Valley, and that really hurt them in the game, and some of them came at very inopportune times. For the game, SVSU, 11 penalties for 88 yards. And like I said, some of those were at very inopportune times. You're going to have to be more disciplined in terms of not committing penalties, especially in key situations. But again, SVSU's played a tough schedule. SVSU has played well. Do they have a shot tomorrow? They absolutely have a shot tomorrow. I expect there to be a huge crowd tomorrow. I expect that to be a factor in the game. So I think all of those things line up where SVSU is definitely going to have a chance as they take on the number one team in the country, the defending national champs of Ferris State tomorrow.
And let's talk about the potential for that big crowd tomorrow. SVSU is going to turn out. You know, Ferris State's going to travel. There's always fun things happening on the campus of SVSU on football Saturdays.
Well, and it looks like we're going to have ideal football weather conditions tomorrow. So we would love to see you come out. If you come out, you'll also get a chance to see the SVSU dance team performing. And there might be one 7-year-old named Caroline Baim who will be out there performing with them, because they're doing a clinic tonight where all of the girls who go and get to practice with the dance team tonight get to go and perform on the field with them tomorrow. So that's just an added reason to make sure that you go come pick up your ticket, because there'll be a few of us, including at least one in the press box, watching as our daughters are out there performing as well.
Well, then we'll know if for some reason you're not available at halftime. We'll understand. This is also a 2 o'clock kick.
Correct, yes. This will be a 2 o'clock kick, as will next Saturday when SVSU hosts Indianapolis for homecoming. So, yes. I mean, if you want to get there for 1 o'clock and just start, getting into the game early, we will be completely okay with that. But kickoff won't happen until 2.
Going into the game, again, Ferris State being ranked number one and riding this winning streak. Just one other quick note on that. What is the coaching instruction to the team? Is that the big motivator? Here's your chance to knock off the number one team and stop a winning streak, which you know is going to get national attention if that were to happen.
Well, I'm sure all those things are part of it. If I'm Ryan Brady, the head coach for SVSU, I'm also reminding my guys, hey, we had our chance last year and we let it get away. Tomorrow, don't let it get away. You know, you went toe-to-toe with these guys last year. You know, we can do that again. This time, we just got to make one more play. So I would also be coming at it with that message, because I think it is going to be a very I expect it to be a good game. I think Ferris is going to come in and do all the things that they do well. And so that also means if you're SVSU, you got to make sure that you're able to bounce back if Ferris makes the big play on offense and say, you know what? All right, we just gave up one big play. Let's not give up the next one. We got to stay disciplined, because Ferris just puts you in a lot of situations that put a lot of pressure on the defense. And so you can make 8, 10, 12 good plays in a row, but then you have that one breakdown and that can lead to a touchdown the other way. So you're going to have to stay disciplined. You're going to have to continue to make the plays when they are there to be made. And if you do allow a big play, don't allow the next one.
JJ Baim, we're looking forward to a broadcast time tomorrow of 1:30 on 100.5 News Radio WSGW. Of course, online at WSGW.com, and you choose the local sports stream. What else is there to say?
Go Cards.
That says it all.